Hi, this is Tony Pig, and welcome to Desert Island Discs, where each week our guest artists play you songs they'd like to have with them if they were ever stranded on a desert island. This week, we have a very special edition of Desert Island Discs in honor of the 25th anniversary of The Who's first American tour. Now, believe it or not, they were the opening act for Herman's Hermits in the summer of 1967. For the next hour, we'll be hearing from a number of artists who've each chosen a personal favorite Who song, the one they want to have with them on a desert island. Selecting the discs will be folks like Ann Wilson of Heart, Procol Harum's Gary Brooker, Mountain's Leslie West, Randy Bachman of BTO and the Guess Who, and lots of others. So let's get started with our Who special on Desert Island Discs, brought to you by Budweiser for that clean, crisp, cold taste. Nothing beats a Bud. And by AT&T, proud sponsor of the 1992 U.S. Olympic team.
Hi, this is Dennis DeYoung of Styx, and let's get this show rolling. Well, the first song I'd like to have along with me is this one from the Tommy album, Pinball Wizard. It was a song that so many times that Styx as an early band played themselves in live performance. In fact, the album, the Tommy album, was a very big influence on me personally because Styx is very much known for its conceptual albums and thematic albums such as The Paradise Theater and Kilroy and so on and The Grand Illusion. And I think in some small way I was trying to make that Tommy album in my own mind. And of course, the guitar playing of Pete Townshend is every bit evident in the power chordings of many, many Styx songs. So here's the Pinball Wizard. This is Dennis DeYoung of Styx, and that was The Who with Pinball Wizard on Desert Island Discs.
Hi, this is Mick Taylor. Let's listen to another great English rock and roll band. This is The Who, and we're going to listen to a song that really needs no introduction or explanation, and it's My Generation.
People try to put us to death. Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. My generation, baby.
That was The Who with My Generation. This is Mick Taylor on Desert Island Discs.
I'm Leslie West. Now here's the song that would have to make life on a desert island more bearable. The Who, and Won't Get Fooled Again. When The Who were doing that album, I think it was Who's Next, in New York City, the record plant, I got a call from their late producer, Kit Lambert. And it seems that Townshend wanted to not overdub, and he wanted me to play lead on a few songs, and I was flattered and flabbergasted. And then they asked me, if Felix, my partner in bass player, played organ. Now, he played organ a little bit, and I said, yeah, I guess so. Anyway, make a long story short, Felix came in the studio, he had his bass amp sent down, and Entwistle walked in and said, what's going on? I'm the bass player, yeah? And all of a sudden, they thought Felix Pappalardi was Felix Cavalieri from the Rascals. Need I say more? This is Won't Get Fooled Again. That was The Who, and Won't Get Fooled Again on Desert Island Discs. I'm Leslie West.
Hi, I'm Max Weinberg of the E Street Band. You want to hear what? You want to hear who? Who? The Who! You want to hear The Who? Yeah, well, one of my favorite Who songs, I Can See From Miles. Keith Moon, showing why he was the lead instrument in that band. His fills are incredible, his energy is unbelievable. And The Who, I saw them in 1965. They were an incredible band back then. They were incredible on their tour in 89. This is one of my favorite songs, The Who's I Can See For Miles.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
That was The Who, I Can See For Miles. Keith Moon on the drums. And I'm Max Weinberg of the E Street Band, and you're listening to Desert Island Discs.
Hi, this is Carl Palmer. Well, I might go for a swim, but before I do that, I've just got to... Well, really, this one's by The Who. Can't explain. Keith Moon was probably one of the first drummers that I ever met who was, like, just so super friendly. And I remember doing a tour of England with The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, Small Faces, and Top of the Bill, you know it, were The Who. And I remember breaking some drum heads or a bass drum pedal or whatever. And I was a little untogether in those days and didn't always have the necessary spares. I remember going up to Mooney's dressing room, knocking on his door really sort of timidly and saying, have you got a bass drum pedal or have you got a drum head you could let me have? And I'll pay you for it. And I remember going down to some truck he'd got just with his drums and spares, because they used to trash stuff every night. Not only drums, but guitars, amps and mics, you name it. Anyway, I went down to his truck. And he just took me into the back of this truck, and I walked out with like so much stuff under my arm, and I just found him to be a lovely, lovely man. Extremely crazy, but when I was around him, he was a real gentleman. I mean, a lovely, lovely person. So here it is. It's something that means a lot to me. Can't explain. That was The Who, Can't Explain, on Desert Island Discs. This is Carl Palmer.
Coming up, Randy Bachman and Gary Brooker play their favorite Who songs when this special edition of Desert Island Discs continues. Hi, this is Tony Pigg, and you're back on Desert Island Discs. This week, we've asked a number of artists to choose their favorite Desert Island Discs by The Who. And remember, at the end of our program, we'll tell you how you can win all the Who albums that our guests play songs from, courtesy of Tower Records. 25 years ago this summer, The Who were doing their very first American tour as the opening act for Herman's Hermits. Recently, Roger Daltrey released a new solo album, Rocks in the Head, and is hoping to tour sometime soon. This July 14th, Daltrey, Pete Townsend, and John Entwistle staged a mini Who reunion when they appeared together at the opening of a new stage production of Tommy in La Jolla, California. Now, back to our Who special on Desert Island Discs.
Hi, this is Randy Bachman of Bachman Turner Overdrive. No Desert Island would be complete without a song by The Who. The one that I want to hear is from the album Who's Next. This is the one that kicks off the whole thing. I love the mesmerizing effect of this ARP synthesizer, whatever they have. It's called Baba O'Reilly. I met The Who first in 1966 in England. I was in a band called The Guess Who, and they were in The Who. They were playing at the Marquee Club, and we went to see them and kind of have a battle for the name to see who was going to get the name. And they invited us to sit down in this little tiny Marquee Club. So myself and Burton Cummings, Jim Cale and Gary Peterson, the four of us in the Guess Who, we sat down, and The Who played for about 30 minutes for a German TV show who was videotaping the whole thing and absolutely blew our brains out. They were so loud, and we were the only people in the Marquee Club. And when it was over, they came to our table, and I said, can we, like, flip a coin or see who gets to use this name. And they said, oh, bugger off, get out of here. We've got the name, you've got a name. It's like the Birds and the Yardbirds, who cares? And I'll never forget the bluntness of that reply that they gave. So we've been kind of friends ever since. And later on, they did our song, Shaking All Over, which was our hit when the Who toured here through Canada and the States. Everyone was yelling for them to do Shaking All Over. And it's consequently, when we would tour in the Guess Who, everyone was asking us to do My Generation, because there was the mix-up of those names. That was The Who and Bob O'Reilly on Desert Island Discs. I'm Randy Bachman.
Hi, this is Richie Hayward. Well, it seems like a good idea to play Eminence Front by The Whom. The Who always appealed to the rebel in me, and I like the way they smashed their instruments, so I actually started listening to them, and I think Eminence Front is one of their best tunes. That was The Whom with Eminence Front on Desert Island Discs. And this is Richie Hayward of Little Feet.
Coming up, Gary Brooker and Ann Wilson play their favorite songs by The Who to honor the 25th anniversary of The Who's first American tour when this special edition of Desert Island Discs continues. We're back on this special edition of Desert Island Discs, where different artists are picking their favorite songs by The Who.
Hi, this is Gary Brooker of Procol Harum. Let's see, how about one by, what about The Who? Now there's a band. The song I'd like to hear from them is one of their greatest, Substitute. Yeah, back a few years ago with Procol on the road, we tended to bump into The Who now and again, who'd always been mates. One day they were playing in the same town as us the next night. So we stayed on because we had a day off and we were anxiously awaiting their arrival. They were staying in the same motel. And about 2 in the afternoon, we hear these gunshots. Is that? Must be Keith Moon arriving, which it was. Anyway, I won't tell you what went on, but come 4 hours later, 3 of our guys were in the pokey on assaulting police officer charges, and Keith Moon was still happily playing drums on stage, saying, where's the rest of the guys? Saying, well, Moon, you got them in trouble. The Who and Substitute. I'm Gary Brooker of Procol Harum, and you're listening to Desert Island Discs.
Hi, I'm Ann Wilson of Heart. Love Rain on Me. Now, this song is so powerful, and I have a beach house on the Pacific coast somewhere, and a lot of the time at night I like to go down there with a blaster and take Quadrophenia and sit there by the ocean and listen to this song, looking up at the stars. So next time you get that chance, take this down there and listen to it on the sand. This is Love, Rain on Me. I'm Ann Wilson of Heart, with you on Desert Island Discs, and that was The Who with Love, Rain on Me.
This special edition of Desert Island Discs returns right after this. Tony Pigg back with you on Desert Island Discs. We hope you've enjoyed this special tribute to The Who. And remember, if you want a chance to win all The Who Desert Island Discs chosen by our guest artists, send a postcard with your name and address to The Who Special, Tower Records Desert Island Discs Giveaway, in care of MJI Broadcasting, 666 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, 10103. Desert Island Discs is a production of the MJI Radio Network, and the executive producer is Joshua Feigenbaum. Desert Island Discs has been brought to you by the U.S. Army. Be all you can be. I'm Tony Pigg. See you next week and every week on Desert Island Discs, because you never know who's going to show up on the island.